if there was some serial killer who killed my family, raped them all, burned them alive, chopped them into little pieces, you know, things like that. That was really, really gory. That came out of my mouth. I haven't thought about this.
Black and White Talk.
This is episode number 4 of Black and White Talk. This is Kim.
This is Domino.
And it's Wednesday, or Thursday.
Friday Eve.
Yeah. All I'm thinking about right now, I don't know why, but my mind just goes to Jersey Shore. I was watching an episode of it, and I haven't watched it for a little while. Apparently I've missed some, you know, part of it. And it was where Sammy's sweetheart, she's like still in love with, you know, the guy. And they had broken up. And they were just having like such drama in their relationship. Like they love each other, but then they argue all the time. It's like, it's just, if I watch it too much, I think my brain will explode. It's almost hard to watch them interact with each other because they don't get along and they love each other.
It's a love-hate relationship. You love to hate them.
Yeah. It's...
But, you know, I've got a lot of Italian in me, and after Jersey Shore had come out, it's almost embarrassing.
Yeah.
I mean, to tell people that because, I mean, they picture you like that.
So when they ask you, like, where are you from, you say... Or, you know, what ethnicity are you? You say you're Italian.
It didn't used to be embarrassing. It is now. I'll tell you that.
Well, I'm glad you're not like that. You're not like, you don't have, like, you know, you're not tanned out. Your skin's not leathery and your skin, you're not, like, as dark as I am. And you don't have, like, gel in your hair and you don't.
Well, what really kills me is a lot of them aren't even Italian. I mean, Snooki, for example, she's mostly Chilean, and with a really, really bad fake tan.
Yeah. Well, she said, well, I think in the first episode of the second season, she said that she stopped going to the tanning beds, and her reason was Obama put like a 10% tax.
Oh, and God forbid she's making, what, a 100... Well, yeah, I think they're making $100,000 an episode now. But, you know, God forbid that 10% tax. I guess you can't afford that.
she's like, well, Obama doesn't have to worry about it because, of course, you know, he's black. And
she's got the IQ, I swear. You know,
that's why he put the tax on.
We really need something, you know, on the food chain above us so they can eat the stupid people.
Yeah.
And she would be one of them, definitely. Actually, all of them, really, but I guess you just got to pick your poison, you know. I mean, they're all stupid, just who's dumber?
Yeah. it's just funny to see them argue.
It's like a bad car wreck.
Yeah.
You know, you slow down, you don't want to see a dead body mutilated, but you can't help but look.
It's like, especially the girls, they argue, but when they're arguing, it's like they're not really saying anything. They're just trying to put down the other person, but it's like... It's almost a whole different language.
I mean, I'd really like to see them in 10, 20 years to see how their life has turned out. The sad part about it is they're going to be making more money than I'll ever see in my lifetime.
Yeah. They're going to find some way to stay in front of the camera.
Oh, some way, yeah.
Like Spencer Pratt from The Hills. He's now trying to just somehow, you know, act crazy so he can get some publicity.
And get out of your system while you're young. That's what I always say.
Yeah, but I seriously think for him, he, you know, after a certain time, we're all going to get sick of seeing him.
Oh, sure.
No one's going to be interested
in
knowing.
He'll still be famous, though. Everybody will know, well, to some degree.
Unless he does something really phenomenal, no one's going to be interested in, you know, the next 2 years. And no one wants to know what he's doing every second of the day. Like Kim Kardashian. Everyone wants to know what she's doing. Everyone, like, she has a blog and she's got all this stuff going on. Everyone wants to know about her, you know? But Spencer's not one of those people. And I don't think Heidi is either. Like, there's some people who are meant to be famous and to be loved by you know, their audience, and then there are some people who think they're meant to be famous, who no one wants to know about, who no one cares about, you know?
Yeah, right.
So, anyway.
So what are we going to talk about today?
We were going to talk about celebrity injustice.
Oh, yeah. I got a really good article I was reading the other day I'd like to bring up. Apparently, Charlie Sheen of 2.5 Men...
who's committed more crimes than I think...
Against humanity.
should be possible to commit. And yet he is still walking out on the streets. He is still doing whatever the fuck he wants to.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, last year during... actually, on Christmas Day, he had apparently held a knife to his wife and threatened to kill her. And with all that said, somehow with his lawyers and everything, it's what, how many months later before it actually a verdict came in? Well, you know, that's pretty much felonious assault. I'm not a lawyer.
Would that qualify as like a felony or?
That's a felony. Yeah.
That's definitely not a misdemeanor.
That's not a misdemeanor. Not when you hold somebody's knife to somebody's throat and threaten to kill them.
Yeah.
It's attempted murder, really.
Yeah, really. Yeah, it is.
And well, needless to say, he got ta-da, 30 days rehab and 30 days probation. And 36 hours of anger management, because apparently 37 wasn't necessary. He can solve his problem in 36 hours. But don't worry, if you like 2.5 Men, it's not going to become an issue with him filming a show, which he receives $1.8 million per episode.
It's not fair.
So thank God for that.
Yeah. It's like, when you're a celebrity, you can do anything you want. And then Lindsay Lohan. I mean, you're given so many chances.
13 days in jail.
What the fuck? It's not fair. 13
days in jail on a 90-day sentence, and the rest in rehab for, I don't know, a month.
I mean, of course, and you have to have really good lawyers and all that shit.
Nothing but the best.
But that's not fair.
Justice is for the rich.
Yeah.
It really is. And for those who don't realize that, the older you get, the more you realize how true that is.
Unless you're a black rapper.
Well, then you're screwed. Yeah.
And then, well, why don't we talk about corporal punishment, too? Because I was reading this thing on CNN about how 20 of the 50 states, actually, it's legal to paddle or stink, punish kids. Corporal punishment is legal in 20 of the 50 United States, and most of those 20 states are actually southern and east. So like all the southeastern states are still legal to paddle your kids. Were you ever paddled or spanked?
No, as a matter of fact, I remember in grade school, I think the parents had to sign something back then stating or authorizing the school to be able to paddle the children, your child, whatever. And my mom didn't sign it. And because she said, and she had told me that if I get in trouble, she'll take care of me and save the school the time.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, I just assumed you paddle at school personally.
Then by your mom.
Fuck yeah. I'm serious. I would have taken those 20 swats and smiled and said, much obliged.
Thank you.
Rather than go home and face my mom. Absolutely.
You know what? I'm totally opposite. Like, my parents were like, you know, if you need to punish her, go ahead and do it. And then, of course, if they heard about me being bad in school and being punished in school, then when I got home, I would get another spanking. And of course, my teacher, I remember kindergarten very, very well. She had a paddle, and she was notorious.
She have holes drilled through it like some teachers did so the wind could pass through it so there's less wind resistance?
No. No, but it was wooden. I remember she had a wooden paddle, and she wouldn't spank you in front of the other kids. She would take you to her office, which was like a really cramped little, like, it was just a small, it
like
looked
like a
prison
janitorial
cell.
Closet.
Yeah. And then she also had this snake that she kept in like a aquarium that like to scare you. And she also had speakers in the classroom. And she would, like, when she would go out of the classroom, she'd be like, remember, I can still hear you because I got speakers. And, like, we would be, try to be the best people. And, like, I was, like, at my best behavior in that class because of all the rumors. Like, my brothers and sisters, at the time, we were all living in Ohio. And they had her before me. And then when I had her in kindergarten, I was, like, scared shitless. That, you know, if I dropped my pencil, she was going to spank me. But, I mean, corporal punishment, I don't agree with it. I don't think that you should ever hit a child. I think there are other ways. There are plenty of other ways to punish them.
Now, what about, have them, a little off the, well, okay. Still on the same subject, okay. I'm sorry, but what about capital punishment?
You know, I don't believe in capital punishment either. You do.
I do.
But I don't.
I love.
I don't think.
Capital punishment.
I don't think I have the right, even if that person killed, you know, these people. I don't think I have the right to take away someone else's life. I don't know. I think that they should be, you know, locked up, locked away. My opinion could change. I mean, if there was some serial killer who killed my family, rape them all, burn them alive, chop them into little pieces, you know, things like that. That was really, really gory that came out of my mouth. I haven't thought about this, but I mean, if that happened, I would want to do the same thing to him or her, whoever it was. But right now, you know, I don't think that I have the right to take away another person's life. I mean, I respect other people's opinion. I respect your opinion. I don't necessarily agree with capital punishment.
Well, for the viewers out there,
listeners,
I would just like to say, as far as capital punishment goes, my take on it is, I think the person who committed the crime, murder, should have to die in the exact same way, fashion, and manner, according to the autopsy. And if need be, keep an IV in their arm to keep them alive that much longer. Mm. And maybe they'll think twice about it. But absolutely. I mean, in a lot of aspects, I'm very conservative. I believe in capital punishment. But in a lot of aspects, I'm very liberal also. I think prostitution, drugs should be legalized. And then, you know, that boils down to the whole Democrat, Republican thing, and which, you know, it's like, why can't I just have opinions on both, you know, because I see both sides.
And you can't really say that you're independent anymore, because independent now means that you're Republican, you're for the new Republican Party.
Left-wing liberals.
Just, you're a Republican, you're not independent.
Right-wing extremists.
Fuck that. I mean, independent is for people who have their own opinions and are independent of a party. So that, I mean, you can't say, oh, we're the new Republican Party and claim to be independent. That's not right.
Right.
You're Republican. That's what you are. Anyway, sorry. That's what made me want to, like, it just makes me angry when people do that.
Yeah.
If you're independent, you are independent. You have your own opinions on things that are, you know, not the same as Republican or Democrat. But most of the independent party, I guess they would call themselves now, have the same opinions as conservative Republicans. So they should call themselves Republicans. Am I right or am I right?
Well, another thing, too, I'd like to touch base on is what really annoys me about the whole political thing is, I mean, you basically, we're one party away from communism. You've got Republicans, you've got Democrats. Where is the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th party?
Yeah.
You know, take one away, you've got communism. Communism. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand it. With Miss America, I have a choice to vote on one woman out of 100 different to choose from. But as far as president, I have two. It just, something's not right there. Yeah. You know, and
I mean, you have other choices, but they're not.
You know,
no
what?
One
in
is
reality,
focused on that.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. In reality, you only have two.
Yeah.
Because the Green Party is not really something that anyone really acknowledges.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really have a strong base.
As far as legalization of drugs, a lot of people say, "Well, you know, well, I don't want my doctor, you know, smoking a blunt or a joint." Or shooting up heroin before he operates on me.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, no shit, I don't want him drinking a beer either.
Yeah. I've seen that on, you know? On episodes of, like, shows on Grey's Anatomy and all these other shows about, like, inside of a hospital. There are, you know, doctors that are drunk who are, you know, doing surgeries and
well,
stuff.
You know what? In a perfect world, I'd like to have my doctor have 8 good hours of sleep before he operates on me.
Yeah.
But let's face it, in all reality, he probably got 4 hours sleep that night.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing this study where doctors are so overworked, per se, as far as how many hours they put in that week, that it's the equivalent of them operating on you with 6 beers in them.
What?
Because they're so tired, they're so stressed, and it was equivalent to having 6 beers in them. And this, I can't remember where I saw this study. I think it was some news network. And I'm like, well, that's nice to know. But if somebody commits a crime on, let's say they're, I don't know, they're on something, a drug,
mm-hmm.
and they commit a crime, whatever that crime is, they should be held accountable. If drugs were legalized, they should be held accountable for whatever actions they commit while mm-hmm. on that drug.
Mm-hmm.
You can't plead insanity. If I go out and drink 20 beers in an hour, whatnot, and I get in my car and I kill someone, I can't say, well, I was under the influence, I didn't know what I was doing. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, it's the same thing with any drug.
But what about if your personality totally changes? So I guess you're saying that in any case.
Okay. I've done a lot of drugs, and I've never done anything that I regretted on. I mean, mm-hmm. I knew what I was doing, and if anything, the sad part about it is the only times I've ever blacked out where I didn't remember anything I was doing was on alcohol. Not on pot, not on coke, not on anything. Only alcohol, and that's legal. So... go figure that one out.
We did receive an email from, he just wants to be called Harry. He's just asking you, because this doesn't pertain to me. Are there any other drugs that you've tried other than cocaine and pot?
Well, you know, it's probably easier to tell you what drugs I haven't done. And I can honestly say that the drugs I haven't done... it was probably heroin, because I'm not in the needles at all mm-hmm. in any way, shape, and form. But now they have snortable heroin. And maybe it's a blessing in disguise that it wasn't around when I was younger. Because I probably would have tried it. You know, I was like Mikey. I'd try anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like it, you know.
Yeah.
Remember Mikey in the life
cereal
commercials? Yeah, exactly. I was Mikey. And but, you know, I probably would have tried it, but... even though I would have liked it, maybe, I'm sure I would have. You know, I still think, unlike everybody else I know, for the most part, when the drug was gone, it was like a holiday. The holiday was gone. There was no making that holiday last a week, 2 weeks,
yeah.
a year. You took it as it came, and when it was gone, it was gone.
Yeah.
You didn't go look for more.
Yeah.
And a lot of my friends never understood that concept.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of them are dead or in jail. But, you know, you just... everything in moderation.
Yeah.
Moderation is key. Don't be an extremist in anything. And, but no, they didn't have snortable heroin at the time.
What's heroin supposed to feel like? And what is it supposed to make you feel like?
It's a depressant. It's narcotic, of course. Just numb all... I mean, I can't say I've actually experienced it, but just from what I know,
mm-hmm.
It's a great painkiller. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, Kurt Cobain, That's how he started his heroin addiction, because he supposedly had an undiagnosed stomach problem that the doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong with him. And it was to the point where it was just crippling him, so he would use heroin to numb the pain. And it was one of the few things that worked that he was able to, and of course he didn't have medical insurance at the time, so, you know, God bless America there. So he turned to drugs and heroin, so that started his heroin addiction.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Because I saw on, of course, like A&E has an intervention show,
mm-hmm.
and there was this guy who was addicted to heroin, and like they had a clip of him like actually getting high, and he was just sitting there like
yeah,
you know,
it's you're just kind of in and out. You're kind of like in a
like,
dream state.
Your head is bobbing
and,
back and forth.
They call those they call it the hillbilly nods.
Your head is bobbing back and forth.
And you're
just
extremely numb, and you're just kind of on cloud nine.
Yeah, you're like, So, do you know how long it lasts?
You know what? Honestly, no, I don't. But you ask any heroin addict, and they're going to tell you not long enough. I've also never done ecstasy, but
I hear that ecstasy is really fun to take.
Well, I'm sure. I've just never taken it personally because when I started cleaning up my act, actually, ecstasy just started making the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, the only thing as far as psychotropics went was LSD, acid blotter, and, well, of course, psilocybin mushrooms. And I'm probably, not that it's something to brag about, but easily in the 500 plus club when it comes to dosing on acid.
Mm-hmm.
And they say after six hits or something like that, you're legally insane. But I'll tell you what, I think I got more common sense than 90% of the people out there, because I work in an area that's, well, downtown in our state.
Yeah.
And I don't know how these people got this far in life.
Mm-hmm.
They're idiots. And no common sense whatsoever, but so I really don't believe the whole six hits and you're legally insane. I think it's some government propaganda.
Just trying to scare you.
Exactly. And as far as LSD goes, not that I condone drugs, but everyone I think should experience it in their lifetime at least once.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of going to see the seven wonders of the world?
Yeah.
Well, the eighth wonder should be LSD or at least some kind of psychotropic. Mm-hmm. It just, you need to experience it before you die. That's it's indescribable. And not that I'm condoning it, but if you ever get the opportunity, maybe you might want to
try.
Check it out.
Yeah, see.
But I would definitely be in good company, good surroundings, unplug the phone, and lock the door.
Okay. And well, the last thing that we were going to talk about was porn. So you watch a lot of porn.
We love porn.
Yeah, porn is great. But and it's fun to critique it.
Yeah,
and
it is.
One thing that I mentioned to you before is I hate that porn is so directed towards men, you know? And
yeah,
of course, it's understandable because more men watch porn than women do.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's how porn industries make their money, is to appeal to men. But at the same time, you know, I watch porn too. I want to, you know, get off on watching porn, and I feel like I have to do a lot of digging, a lot of searching to do that, you know? Because,
well, and it's so easy to find a girl just, or a girl, a guy manhandling a woman.
Yeah.
You know, that's so easy to find. And but
it's
as far
like,
as
and then people say, oh, well, just watch lesbian porn. But at the same time, lesbian porn is also directed towards men. They do things, they fuck each other with sex toys. They do things that men would want to see.
You think they wouldn't do that normally?
No, no. I mean, I would consider myself bisexual. I would love to have sex with a woman. But, you know, and I think I might use a sex toy maybe every once in a while. But when I'm having sex with a woman, you know, I want to, I mean, clit stimulation, nipple stimulation is like number one.
More than 2 minutes.
Yeah, more than 2 minutes. And not, you know, the whole quick little flick of a tongue and you're wet and ready to take this sex toy. It's so difficult for me. It's so frustrating because I feel like it could be so much better. I mean, they can make so much more money appealing to women. There's so many possibilities. And it's just not satisfying when I'm trying to get off and I'm looking at porn. I like to critique it. It's fun. But when I'm, like, masturbating, or when you're fucking me and I'm watching porn, it's hard to find something that actually turns me on.
Well, I think what gets me is when there's this guy with this King Dong horse cock.
Oh.
And he's fucking this girl, and she's going, oh, ah, ah. And I'm like, you know, goddamn. You know, what more do you want, lady? I mean, it's like, you know, don't exert yourself now. I mean, you know.
Maybe she was doing that because it was painful.
You know what? If she would have even been like, ah, you know, yeah. That's more than, And I'm like, you know, any woman in their right mind should be screaming. I mean, yeah. How loose is your pussy? I mean, it's like, I'm thinking you could throw a hot dog down a hallway with her pussy. You know, it's like, you just, what's next? Literally a horse? I mean, come on.
Yeah, like a couple of nights ago, we were watching porn, and there was these three guys who were fucking this woman, and she was Asian. So I assume, because of the stereotypes of Asian women, that they have
pussies.
Yeah, really small pussies. And there was these, and one guy was, it was like 1, 2, 3, the small guy, the middle guy, the average guy, and then the guy with the really big cock.
Like, yeah, work up.
Yeah, they were working their way up to the big guy, and she was like, ah!
Well, you see, that's better than, that's better than.
She was screaming because I understand, and this is, she started screaming when they did the anal, because if her pussy's tight, then her butt's got to be even tighter.
I mean, if I'm fucking a woman and I hear, and I'm not the smallest guy in the world, but I'm no King Kong dick either. So
you're on the larger end of the average.
And if she just went, I think I would just get up and finish myself. I mean, I'm thinking, are you in, I don't know. It's just, do something, you know, fake it. It's like, but I don't understand how they get these big cocks in them, and it's like, they just act like, oh, well, it's just this big 13-inch cock in me.
It also pisses me off when guys, when they're coming, they don't do anything. They're not, their breathing is not quickened. They're not, like, actually breathing hard, they're not groaning, they're not doing anything.
There's no climax.
Yeah, you don't.
Other than it squirting.
It's like you have to ask, did you come? Like, they're just like, oh, I came. Like, I want to know. I want to know that you're satisfied.
Well, you know, actually, guys think the same way about women.
Yeah.
Very similar to the, if I'm fucking a woman and she just orgasms and goes, I can't tell. I'm thinking I'm not doing my job right.
Yeah.
And then it's, you know, it's, you know, and you don't want to, you don't think that you should have to say, did you orgasm?
Yeah.
I should know this.
Yeah. You want to know. And I think the reason that some men don't, like, make a sound when they're coming, it's probably because when they were, you know, jacking off, like, for the first time, like in the bathroom or something, or in their bedroom, they didn't want anyone to hear them. Maybe they're just used to not making a sound, you know?
But, or maybe, you know,
I don't know. I was just trying to find, like, a reason.
Because it feels a lot better coming after, you know, you fucked a woman, and rather than just, you know, jerking your meat yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that when I masturbate, I am quieter when I have an orgasm. But I don't think there's any way possible that I could be, like, just silent when I come. Like, I think I would explode.
Yeah.
Because even when I'm by myself, I still, like, I guess I'm loud, but I'm not as loud as when we're together.
I mean, I like that. I think everybody likes that. I think every guy likes a woman that they know when they're coming. You know, women out there, If you got a big King Dong dildo or something like that and you're fucking yourself, hey, more power to you. But do some Kegel exercises.
Yeah. You know, exercise your vagina.
Yeah. I mean,
because I don't think anyone.
Don't throw that hot dog down the hallway. Yeah. You know, it's like we got to feel wall around it, you know? It's like, I don't want to just.
There's got to be some friction.
Got to be some friction, yeah. Absolutely. Do some Kegel exercises. Mm-hmm. You know, and for those women that don't, if your man cheats, don't wonder why. There's been a few times in my life where I don't even want to, my dick just kind of fell into it.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, it's not something, you know,
that's
like,
got to be a big pussy, though. I mean,
yeah.
Because you're not, I mean, you can't say you're the smallest guy.
It
you're
literally just fell into it.
You're, I mean, you're thick and you're long. You're not, I mean, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's happened a couple times and it's like, what the hell?
Oh my God.
And I'm thinking, how is this possible for a woman to be this loose? And the only thing I can think of is she's got this big King Dong dildo at home, which is fine, but, you know, but the size of a pop can probably. But, you know, a big dick should never just fall into a pussy.
Yeah.
I
agree.
Oh, it's bad. It's bad. It's like if you weren't already worked up and caught in the moment, you would just probably finish yourself because there's more friction with your hand.
Yeah. Oh, it's gotta be disappointing.
It is. It's extremely, and it's gross. It really is. It's an immediate turn off. Immediate, but.
I told you about that guy who had the really, really, really small dick.
Oh,
that
was like, it was almost inverted.
It was like a second belly button. You know, you've seen the innie belly buttons.
Oh my God.
And it was like that. Like I like was on my knees ready to like suck him, and I was like, where is it? Like it's nowhere to be found. Oh. And like when he got aroused, it was as big as like my pinky.
Oh my God.
And as long as my pinky. And he was like trying to fuck me. Like, what the hell are you doing? Even if I was the tiniest, the smallest, the tightest pussy, like, I wouldn't be able to feel you.
Wow.
And he was still able to come. Like, what the hell? Really?
Probably just from your butt cheeks.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's, it was just, that was just, it didn't work.
Or what about those guys, and I'm sure that you probably, I mean, even the women out there, they've got, like, hooked cocks. It's like, they go to the right, they go to the left.
Oh.
They go up, they go down, they're, like, hooked. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess that'd be great if it was hooked up and your G-spot was up there, you know, you'd probably marry the guy. But what if it's hooked to the right and your G-spot's to the left or to the up?
There's one guy, I remember, who, he did have a cock that was hooked up. But it was kind of like to the right a little bit, to where
so you had to get like a certain angle
for it
to hit right.
If you're sucking him off, it was like you had to turn your head and then you have to put it up like that, and it was like you can't even get.
I don't understand how their dicks can be like that. I mean, is it years of masturbation that they, from stroking their cock, and in one direction, or are they born like that? I don't know. I don't have a cock like
it's
that.
It's possible. I don't know. Maybe.
But I've heard women, you know, complain about hooked dicks, unless it was to their benefit.
Yeah. Well, we're going to wrap up this episode number 4.
Just email us at blackandwhitetalk@yahoo.com.
You can visit us, our podcast, on blackandwhitetalk.podomatic.com. And we're also in MySpace. So go to myspace.com/blackandwhitetalk. You can find us on iTunes, so just put Black and White Talk in the search and we'll come right up. And yeah, and we're on Twitter as well.
Well, thank you for listening. We've had a great show and we hope
to get some emails.
And tune in next show, which will be our
fifth episode.
Our fifth episode.
Yep. Okay.
Well, have a great day and
have some great sex.
Absolutely. Goodbye. Bye.